This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay.
I am delighted to be in Vermont. It's gorgeous here. And I am in a very special place. But I first want to remind you that if you've missed any part of today's show, let me tell you what you missed. Because we had on with us Rosemary Armeo, who currently is in Jordan, and that was a fascinating conversation that you don't want to miss. And earlier, we were out talking about someplace at the other end of the earth from the east coast of the U.S. where we are now. And I don't want to spoil it for you if you missed it, so you got to go back and check it all out. So I'm going to take you off this hour, and I want to remind you that if you miss any part of today's show, you can take the time to go to sabrams.com or travelers411.com, where you'll find the show's podcast, archived photos in the member photo galleries. Check out the directory with all the information, and you can't lose us. And if you're listening for the first time and you're driving along and you're afraid you're going to forget everything that we're telling you about website names, and please don't try to write it down while you're driving. We don't want you going off the road on our account. Just go to Google and put in radio show travel expert. And you can't lose me because I dominate that broadcast space. So I'm going to take you off to a bit of magic located in Manchester, Vermont, right after this.
This part of today's show is brought to you by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline. Get great value flights to over 25 European destinations with the option of stopping over for a fantastic vacation in Ireland. Book your flights today at AerLingus.com.
I'm delighted to be in Manchester, Vermont, and I have the pleasure of sitting across the table from Chris Morrow, who is listed as owner of Northshire Bookstores, one being located in Manchester, Vermont, and the other in Saratoga Springs, New York, where I will be appearing talking about my novel Rumors on August 31st at 6 p.m. So why don't you make your plans to go to Saratoga? And if you get lucky enough that they still have some space at the hotel, have a look at the Pavilion Grand Hotel. You'll be very happy I introduced you to them. They're just around the corner from the Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs, New York. But, you know, the racing season is in place right now, and that being the case, you might want to pounce on trying to get some space. And when you call them up and tell them you're looking for the friends and fans of Stephanie Abrams, right? And they've promised to take good care of you, and you're going to love this place. Chic, trendy, modern, very new place, by the way. It's only open a couple of years. So, Chris, I have so much to ask you about. Let's just start with you. Did you grow up in a family business surrounded by books? How did you land in the bookstore business?
Yeah, it's a family business. My parents were in Westchester working in the big city, and at some point they just decided they wanted to open a bookstore somewhere in New England, and we took our vacations 2 years in a row driving around New England looking for a spot, you know, up the coast of Maine, down New Hampshire, across Vermont, and after a certain point, they landed in Manchester, Center, Vermont, and thought that this was the place to open a bookstore, and that was in 1976.
Was this a house? Because it sort of looks like, parts of it look like a house that's been added onto.
Right. This building originally was a farmhouse, yeah, and the car dealership next door was the cow fields. Then it was the Colburn House, a continuously operating inn and restaurant for over a century.
Oh, wow.
And then my folks got it in the mid-'80s, and it's been a bookstore ever since. And we've also added on to it as well since then. In 2003, we did a big addition.
How many square feet are there altogether?
Well, the selling space is about 10,000 square feet, plus the cafe is another 3,000 or so. And then the building itself, because we have offices and storage, is about 22,000 square feet.
Wow. This really is a playground for people who love books.
Oh, well, we try to make it that way. You know, there's a lot of nooks and crannies. It's certainly not a big box store, and you know that from just from the parking lot before you even get in the store. And it's a lot of fun, and we have a whole floor for kids. So we get a lot of parents and grandparents and kids in here who spend many an hour.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm one of your biggest fans, and I have spent many an hour. But Manchester itself has so much to offer. So when you are in Manchester, there is so much to see and do. And how can you not wind up in this incredible place that no matter what your interest, you're going to find books about it, but you have other things too. Because one of my favorite memories, and I wrote you about it, was that I met up with a good friend of mine. We met in Manchester. She owns the lodge at Bromley, right next to the Bromley ski station. Mm-hmm. And we decided we will meet in Manchester. And our first point of meeting was here at Northshire Bookstore here in Manchester, Vermont. And after, you know, looking at books, shopping for books, picking up books, I came across the game Bananagram. And it looked like a cute game. I'd never played it before. Mm-hmm. So I bought it, and we sat down in your 3,000 square foot cafe. And we had some lunch together, and we played Bananagram for about an hour. And we had the most fun. And, you know, for my listeners, if you go to my Facebook at stephanie.abrams.94 and scroll down, golly, I'm going to say to last December, we were guests for dinner at the home of the burgeoning opera star, 15-year-old now, met her when she was 13, Amy Banks. And I was in the kitchen playing with Amy, her twin sister, her 9-year-old brother, and three teenage boys who live in the neighborhood who came over to play. And so the age range was from 9-year-old Ross to me. Of course, I'm 19. And, you know, it was a game we could all play together. But while I was playing, and you can see photos of it at my Facebook, there may also be a blog about it at sabrams.com/blog. While I was playing, I kept remembering being in your cafe here in Manchester, Vermont, with my friend Margaret Kading, playing this game for the first time and honing my skills.
Well, I'm glad we can contribute to good memories for
you. Well, you know, that's part of, you know, picking the right souvenir. You know, when you're traveling and picking up a book is one of those memorable things that whether you put it in your living room on your coffee table or you put it on a shelf in your library or you love it so much that you want to read it again and again so it's on your night table, when you look at it, it's not just about the book. It's about where you were when you bought it and the experiences that you had wrapped around it. And, you know, it's that was kind of what they were trying to show in that film, You've Got Mail, with Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks. Nice. That kind of got lost at the end. I was so disappointed. I mean, I would have written it very differently when it moved along, because essentially they should have taken the essence of her bookstore and made that the essence of this bigger thing, because that's what you have here without it being a box store. It has all the character and the charm and, you know, that sense of, you know, wonderment of wandering around the aisles. And, you know, I mean, bookstores have an aroma all of their own. And that's something you can't pick up online.
Absolutely not. And I think that's probably why e-book sales have gone down 3 years in a row.
I understand that. It's wonderful to be able to come into a bookstore and really enhance the experience of finding and buying the book. We're going to talk more about that and about Manchester, Vermont after these important messages. So please pay close attention. This is Stephanie Abrams. We'll be right back talking with Chris Morrow, owner of Northshire Bookstores, both in Manchester, Vermont and Saratoga Springs, New York. Don't leave me.
They read the good book from Friday till Monday. That's how the weekend goes.
How it goes.
I've got a dream house. I'll build there one day with picket fence and rambling row. I feel so welcome each time that I return
that my happy heart keeps laughing like a clown. I love those dear hearts.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams with a personal invitation to join me in Saratoga Springs, New York on August 31st at Northshire Bookstore for my Meet the Author presentation of my novel, Rumors. You may know the quintessential Northshire Bookstore in Manchester, Vermont, an amusement park for people of all ages who love books. Northshire's newest unique bookstore is located at 424 Broadway in Saratoga Springs, New York, and is another playland for book lovers, where on August 31st, I'll be presenting Rumors starting at 6 p.m., followed by book signings. Please join me at Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs, August 31st at 6 p.m. You can even get there on Amtrak. Be there, or we'll start rumors about you. Visit my blog at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Ireland invites you to visit the world's only Pabonalobby. What's a Pabonalobby, you ask? It's when you're on your way from Bunratty Castle to the Giant's Causeway when a wrong turn ends up being perfectly right. Because before you know it, you're sitting in a Dublin pub singing "O Danny Boy" with a man named, of all things, Bobby. Dublin pubs, Bunratty Castle, Bobby. Pabonalobby. Only Ireland has it. So take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com. Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or ILoveNY.com.
Remember what you said. You promised me, you said you would. You gotta give in, so I'll be good. Tell me a story, then I'll go to bed.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am with Chris Morrow. He is the owner of Northshire Bookstores. And they have two locations, one in Saratoga Springs, New York, where I will be making a Meet the Author public appearance presentation, book signing, and we'll get to talk about my novel Rumors. But if you have any travel questions, we'll answer those too. So show up. I'd love to see you there. And that's going to be on August 31st at 6 p.m. in Saratoga Springs at the Northshire Bookstore. But today I'm in Manchester, Vermont, at the Northshire Bookstore, and it's right dead center in the town. And if you come up through Berkshire County, just get yourself on Route 7 North and just keep driving until you come to the center of downtown Manchester. It's Route 7 all the way. And then as you enter the intersection, although your GPS is going to tell you to make a left turn, just go straight into the parking lot. It's right in front of you. It's right there. And park your car and enter the fairy tale kingdom of Northshire Bookstores. This place is just amazing. You mentioned something about book sales online going down. Does that mean book sales in bookstores have gone up?
They have. Book sales online, just to clarify, I think are still going up, but it was electronic books, so books that people read on their iPads or Kindles or something like that. So, in other words, the physical book is making a comeback because people appreciate some of the things that you were talking about. It's associated with memories. They can have it in their house. They see it. The physical sensation of reading a book is different than an electronic book, and people are appreciating that more and more. And God knows all of us are on some sort of device enough with our work and our phones and everything. So having an actual piece of paper book in our hands is something that is relaxing and enriching and entertaining and informative. So it's something that's stood the test of time and I think will last for many years to come.
Well, I enjoy holding a book in my hand. But I always tell people, you can buy Rumors as an electronic book, but when I meet you, are you going to let me sign my name and my thoughts to you across the screen of your ebook reader? That's not going to work. So.
No, that doesn't work.
That's not going to make any sense. Northshire, I have not yet been inside the Northshire bookstore in Saratoga Springs. Was that a new build, or was that a building you took over and made it your own?
That was a new build in 2013. It's a brand new building, and so there were challenges around that because, as you mentioned, this building here has all sorts of nooks and crannies and was originally
loaded with character.
And so we were challenged with building a space that was essentially a big rectangle and create the character. And so we tried to carry over the aesthetic that we have here to Saratoga, but it's also different. So, we tried to make it its own place as well. So we'll see how well we did when you come over next month.
I think years ago, I interviewed somebody from Kenny's Bookstore in Galway, which is a place that today only deals in rare books and the original Kenny's Bookstore, which is on that street where all the shops are, that leads right down to Galway Bay. And as you get to Galway Bay, on your left side is the jewelry store where the Clattering was first designed and invented. And there are lots of companies that make their own Clatterings, but the original comes from that little shop still in business on that street in Galway. In Ennis, Ireland, in County Clare, I interviewed Sean Spellacy, who owns Spellacy's Bookshop, and he's written 13 books on Ireland, very academic kind of books. They're not travel books. But that's one of those bookstores with the wooden floors and the wooden bookshelves, and it's a small store that just keeps revealing itself to you. Kind of like the bookstore in that classic film, I want to say it was Anne Bancroft and maybe James Mason, maybe not. I don't remember who the male lead was. I always get the address wrong, but maybe with inflation. I think it was 84 Charing Cross Road. A beautiful love story between a woman interested in rare books and the bookstore owner who's married, and they ultimately never meet. But it's just an incredible film. But other than that, there's really no reason for me to talk about bookstores. I mean, we're all about travel. Except that Northshire Bookstore is an attraction currently in two destinations. And it has that kind of unique and incredible charm. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. Don't leave me, because we've got to dive into this.
Weary ends my day. Comes the time to go home without my raise and pay. Home by the fire where a man can just relax.
slippers there by the chair. Not a worry, not a care. Along comes Junior, swinging his little axe.
Tell me a story, tell me a story, tell me a story, remember what you said. Tell me about the birds and bees, how do you make a chicken sneeze? Tell me a story, then I'll go to bed.
Came home so late one evening last July, played a little poker, the time had passed.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. Biz TV is for those who want to succeed. Visit biztv.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request Biz TV.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, flying to over 25 destinations in Europe from Hartford, Connecticut's Bradley International Airport. For great value flights and award-winning Irish hospitality, book now at aerlingus.com.
Moonlight in Vermont.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to be with Chris Morrow. He's the owner of Northshire Bookstores. Currently, there are two bookstores, one in Saratoga Springs, New York. You know Saratoga. There's a racetrack there. So if you don't know anything else about it, you know about that. Also, great destination to go to from anywhere from New York City, Hudson Valley, on the route up to Montreal. There is the most adorable Amtrak train station there. So go hop an Amtrak train. If you're in New York City on business and you need a little breakaway from the big tall buildings and the congestion that is a metropolis, take yourself out in the countryside. The trip is gorgeous along the Hudson River. And when you get to Saratoga, get off the train and visit. That whole downtown area is just fabulous. And again, I highly recommend the Pavilion Grand Hotel there. You're going to love it. And if you want to have some kind of, you know, special event, romantic something going on, benchmarking occasion, maybe you want to bring a bunch of people, make it a party, hop on the train, get yourself the penthouse. If it weren't Saratoga Springs, that penthouse would go for three or four times what you're going to spend to get it. It is gorgeous. Big master bedroom and bath. Upstairs, it's a duplex. There's another two bedrooms and baths, and the main level has a gorgeous living room, fireplace, giant terrace, with big French doors. I think there's three sets of French doors in the living room, dining room, kitchen area. What a great place to... They've got an island like all modern kitchens have. When we checked into it, they had a champagne bucket and yummy things for us waiting. And all I could imagine was a bunch of people around there. And if you leave the building and you walk around the corner, you will come to the Northshire Bookstore that is in Saratoga Springs. Do you have plans to open any more, or you've got your hands full right now with the two stores?
Right now, we're just working on refining the two stores and making them the best they can be. You know, there's a lot of work to do.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Manchester, Vermont itself, where this historic building houses the Northshire Bookstore. You know, it would be a long way for people to come just to go to a bookstore. But this is one link in the very strong chain of attractions that bring visitors to Manchester, Vermont. Maybe, Chris, you can give us some insights into why people come to Manchester and what it has to offer.
Sure. Well, it's been a destination for well over 100 years. You know, Lincoln's grandson came up here and built his estate, and the famous Equinox Hotel has been around for decades and decades in Manchester Village and is still going strong. And it's a combination of the natural beauty. We're tucked in the Valley of Vermont between the Taconic Mountains to the west and the Green Mountains to the east. And Then there's a tremendous amount of arts around here as well. So, and there's, of course, a lot of good shopping. And so it's a combination
of... Don't close over that so fast. Lots of places have good shopping. I bought a Christian Dior suit here a couple decades ago that's still going strong. That's what happens when you buy good. I paid about 10% of the retail value of that suit.
Mm-hmm. Here we have...
This is not just shopping, people. This is glorious shopping. And not only do you have amazing designer brands, you've got the more trendy outdoor kind of brands that you associate with taking a hike, taking a walk, getting on your bike.
You know, it's
indoors, outdoors, winter, summer, doesn't matter the season, you're going to find the clothing here. And my husband does a lot of shopping in Manchester outlet stores because he's 6'6". And there are so many shops in this one relatively small area mm-hmm. that cater to the tall man. You're a tall guy. How tall are you?
Yeah, I'm 6'1".
Yeah, I mean, you know, he can't buy a regular tie.
Right.
He buys a regular tie off a rack in a store. It looks like it's his little brother's tie or a clown's tie. It ends about the third button down his shirt.
Right. So,
I mean, even that he needs to have, you know, people that recognize that not only are they tall people, but there are tall people that enjoy fashion. Because far too many tall men's stores have the ugliest clothes you've ever seen in your life. But this is, you know, glorious shopping, not just for me, but for him and for little people, as in children, grandchildren, whatnot.
Sure. We got it all. We have a good mix of chain stores and local independent stores that are really unique and that you won't find anywhere else. The Orvis flagship store is here.
Well, you know, that's funny you bring up the Orvis flagship store. If you don't know that company, people, it's spelled just the way it sounds. Go online, you'll find it. They are to a clothing store what Northshire Books is to Manchester, Vermont's bookstore. It going into that building is an experience. You think you're, you know, not to put down Vermont, but you feel like you're in Colorado. You know, it's got that Rocky Mountain High, you know, feel about the place.
Right.
And to a large degree, that's what makes Northshire Bookstore unique and special, and 10,000 square feet of retail space just for books and collateral materials that book lovers want to have.
Well, we try to be a destination for people of all ages who want to get a gift or get something for themselves. So it's books, it's music, it's games, toys, puzzles, it's all sorts of gift items uniquely chosen. And we try to set it up so people are discovering new things. Like there's a sense of serendipity as you walk through the bookstore and you find something you didn't even know existed. And so that's what we're trying to do here.
Well, now, we've talked a little bit about the shopping, which is extraordinary. I mean, and this is a great place, people. You've got back to school coming up. I used to take our family on a holiday the third or fourth week in August and head northward, where people understand winter. Even though we lived in New York, then we lived in New Jersey, but you get winter there. And you come northward, and you will be able to find all those things that you need for back to school, for fall, for winter, for whatever, wherever you're from. And get it at great discounts and get fabulous stuff. And at the same time, I always found that what I saved on the back-to-school clothing paid for the trip we just took. So this is a kind of cute way to bundle life into having a wonderful experience at the same time. When you're looking at people who come as a family unit, and more family units are grandparents, parents, and children traveling together, if you were going to plan a visit, and I know you're very involved now with the local tourism, what do you call yourselves?
The Manchester Business Association.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what other kinds of businesses and attractions are here in this Manchester area that people would want to make sure they see?
Well, there's a lot around here, and especially when we're talking about families, the outdoor things. I mean, up at Bromley in the summer, there's a whole theme park up there. And
where is it?
Up at Bromley Ski Mountain,
just
15 minutes from here. In the winter, of course, it's great skiing.
And there's a hotel next door I've stayed at, owned by a great friend for many years, Margaret Kading. In fact, if you go to S. Abrams, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, and put Margaret Kading, and it's C-A-I-T, Ing, I-N-G, into the search box, you're going to find interviews that I have done with Margaret over the last however many years. And for about the last, I'm going to say 3 years, she's owned the lodge at Bromley, which is where there are rooms where you ski right out of the rooms and into Bromley Ski Mountain area. Right, I mean, it's right there. It's like 700 feet
right
from the hotel to the entry to Bromley for skiing.
Yeah, not even. Yeah. It's great. And in the summer, again, they have it's a very friendly, family-friendly place. And she did a great job refurbishing that hotel.
Well, hold that thought. We're going to come back, and we're going to get into the cultural side of Manchester, Vermont, with Chris Morrow at the Northshire Bookstore in Manchester right after these important messages. Don't leave me.
Vermont. Telegraph cable.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors will lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, Berlioz, and more. Conductor Nelsons will lead the BSO in 10 Tanglewood concerts, including opening night July 7th, as the orchestra presents Mahler's Symphony No. 2, Resurrection. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops will also highlight Tanglewood's opening and closing weekends with Sondheim on Sondheim and E.T. the Extraterrestrial in concert. And don't miss the Tanglewood Popular Artist Series, beginning with Natalie Merchant in July. Bring your family and friends to one of the most beloved music festivals in the world this summer at Tanglewood. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200, 888-266-1200. Or visit tanglewood.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours.
Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Ireland invites you to visit the world's only Pabonalobby. What's a Pabonalobby, you ask? It's when you're on your way from Bunratty Castle to the Giant's Causeway when a wrong turn ends up being perfectly right. Because before you know it, you're sitting in a Dublin pub singing "Oh Danny Boy" with a man named, of all things, Bobby. Dublin pubs, Bunratty Castle, Bobby. Pabonalobby. Only Ireland has it. So take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com. Join Stephanie Abrams in Saratoga Springs, New York on August 31st at 6 p.m. at the amazing Northshire Bookstore for an interactive experience about her novel, Rumors. You can even take Amtrak to the Saratoga Springs train station and hotfoot it to 424 Broadway in Saratoga Springs, New York. You'll find an invitation at Stephanie's blog at sabrams.com/blog and at northshire.com.
A weekend in the country.
We're invited.
What a horrible plot. A weekend in the country.
I'm excited.
No, you're not.
A weekend in the country.
Just imagine. It's completely depraved.
A weekend in the country.
It's insulting.
It's engraved.
It's that woman. It's that arm film.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to be talking with Chris Morrow. He's the owner of the Northshire Bookstores in Saratoga Springs, New York, and today we are visiting at the first of the two stores in Manchester, Vermont. And you started to tell me in the last segment, and our listeners who've all pulled up a chair to sit in with us, about the cultural aspects of what's available here in terms of art and theater. And fill us in, Chris.
Well, in Dorset, which we mentioned, there's a great theater festival, the Dorset Theater Festival, and they do all kinds of great plays during the summer, including some world premieres. And right up the mountain in the town I actually live in is called Weston, which is the Weston Theater.
Weston I-N or Weston O-N?
O-N, which is about
like
half...
Like in England. Do you know the town, Weston-on-Green?
I have not been there.
It's in fact, that's the sign on the motorway when you go north from London. You get off at Weston-on-the-Green, and it takes you off the service road on the left, and you drive down that, just follow that street. There's nowhere else to go when you get off. Follow that street. All of you going to the UK this summer, pay attention. On the left side, the first place you're going to come to is a place called the Weston Manor. Oh, you got to stay there. The place is wonderful. Goes back to the 1200s. Portions in the 1500s, portions in the 1800s, and way at the end of the 1800s. You've got to stay there. But you keep going, and if you stay there, walk out the gate, make a left turn. If you're driving, just keep going straight. About a half mile, you'll be in downtown Oxford. And if you want to talk, if you're a bookstore lover, you're going to lose your mind in Oxford, England. But I'm sorry, Weston, spelled the same way, O-N.
There you go. And there's tremendous theater up in Weston. It's also the original home of the Vermont Country Store, which you might have heard of, famous catalog and retail company. And here in Manchester, we have the Manchester Music Festival, the Taconic Music Series. There's the Southern Vermont Arts Center. There's a lot of galleries. There's live music on the green once a week. There's just a tremendous amount going on
here. I can't
here.
Write that fast. I'm trying to take notes, and it's just overwhelming much there is.
It's a little hidden corner of the world here with a lot going on. And
how old were you when you moved here?
9 years old.
Clearly, you had opportunities to escape. So if it didn't offer enough here, you could have left long ago.
Well, I went away for college and then traveled the world.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to Oberlin College out in Ohio, mm-hmm. and then I went into the Peace Corps in Thailand, and then I wandered around doing other things. So I spent a decade away, but it was a great place to come back to.
Well, clearly, and I have to tell you, I am sure I have listeners at this moment who have great memories of passing this way, stopping in the Northshire bookstore in Manchester, Vermont, and leaving with more than just purchases. And I am sure that during this hour we have spent with you, that we've brought back so many of those memories to our listeners. So people, if you were here some time ago, come back again. Bring friends and family, and you'll be well looked after in the town of... Is Manchester a town or a city?
A town.
It feels like a town, but sometimes places that feel like a town are a designated city. I'm glad it's a town. Makes it even cozier. And I'm sure that you're going to find, especially if you can get here, if you're not a winter sport person, get here before the end of October. Because between now and mid-October to near the end of October, the trees are going to put on a show for you that you will never forget. And clearly, there is so much here in the way of attractions. And make sure you stop in and pick up a book or three. And so much more that is on sale here in terms of toys and games and all kinds of other collateral materials and memorabilia that will enhance your visit. And while you're here, pick up a copy of Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. I hear it's really good. I hope you all come back next week. It's been a thrill having you with us and a thrill being with Chris Morrow in Northshire Bookstores. Check out the one in Saratoga Springs as well. August 31st, I'll be there, 6 p.m. Come back next week, everybody. Got to fly now.
Holding you so near, you may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say.
Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.